This story may not be suitable for younger children.
My brother accidentally got stuck by a fishing hook. At least that's better than getting your mind hooked online.
A fishing hook? Ouch! You need to be careful while you're fishing and careful while you're online, too. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and thanks for stopping by. Nowadays, just about everyone has access to the internet, which is a great place to learn about things like science, sports, and music, and even God. But the internet can also be a dangerous place. There are things on there that young eyes should not see and young brains shouldn't think about. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 reminds all of us to stay away from every kind of evil, and that includes certain parts of the web. Our story today is called Hooked. Peter was surfing the net on his tablet when a scream pierced the air, then another. He jumped to his feet and ran to the pond behind his house where his two younger brothers were fishing. A fishhook was stuck in the back of Levi's neck. "I'm hooked!" Levi yelled when he saw his big brother. "Josiah hooked me!" Tears rolled down Levi's cheeks. "Get me unhooked, Peter!" "I didn't mean to hook you," Josiah wailed. "I'm sorry!" Peter looked around in a panic. "I'll go get Dad." When Dad saw what had happened, he examined Levi's neck. After carefully removing the hook, he took Levi inside and cleaned and bandaged the wound. "You'll be fine," he said. "It wasn't in deep at all." Peter ruffled Levi's hair. "Just be glad Josiah didn't aim higher and hook your brain." Levi turned and frowned at Josiah. After the younger boys went back outside, Dad and Peter went to the living room. "I'm glad Levi didn't get hurt too bad," Peter said as he picked up his tablet. "Me too," said Dad. "It's important to be careful with things that can hook you, and I'm not just talking about fishing gear." He nodded toward Peter's tablet. "There are things on there that can hook you too, and they can do worse damage than a fish hook." "What do you mean?" asked Peter. "Some websites on the internet have pictures and other things that cause people to have impure thoughts," Dad explained. "You told Levi to be glad Josiah didn't hook his brain. There was no danger of the fish hook doing that, but there are things online that can. They influence people's thoughts and actions and can become so firmly stuck in their minds that they can't forget them."
"So how do we keep ourselves from getting hooked?" Peter asked.
"We need to remember that we belong to Jesus, and He freed us from sin. We can resist the temptation to look at sinful things that can hook our minds. And even if we do get hooked by something evil, we can go to Jesus and confess our sin, and He will forgive us and get us unhooked." So how about you? Do you use a computer or tablet to go online? The internet is a wonderful resource, but it can also be very dangerous. Many things on the web can hook your mind and hurt you. If you accidentally see something you know you shouldn't look at, turn it off immediately. Remember that you belong to Jesus, and He died to free you from every kind of evil. So, don't get hooked. Our key verse today,
1 Thessalonians 5:22. Stay away from every kind of evil.
And our key thought for today, don't get hooked by evil. Christmas is coming early at Keys for Kids and just in time for road trip season. Load up the car with downloadable episodes of Down Gilead Lane and Beyond Gilead, or help your child curl up in the back seat with a one-year devotional book with stories just for them. You can even entertain the little ones with Season of Faith books and get them started on their spiritual journey. Find all these products at the Keys for Kids Christmas sale now at keysforkids.net and click Shop. As always, my name is Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you stopped by. We'll see you right back here tomorrow on Keys for Kids.